With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for the past two decades: we must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures entitled A Benevolent Lifestyle Benefits the Planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Dạ, con hoàn toàn ủng hộ giải pháp trường trai từ bi mà Ngài đã tự ái nghị trình. Xin Ngài khai thị thêm phải chăng lối sống thuần chay hữu cơ không những là giải pháp hữu hiệu nhất để cứu địa cầu mà còn là diễn ảnh của một lối sống cao thượng trong tương lai. Khi mà địa cầu hợp nhất với các chúng sanh khai ngộ trong giải ngân hà.
I'm glad to hear that you support the vegan solution. It is a true solution. Yes, and it is the most effective way to save the planet. The reason is based on the significant planet cooling effect of removing methane from the atmosphere, which happens when we switch to the organic vegan diet. And besides, removing the harmful methane emissions, organic tilling methods can actually store 40% of the carbon back into the soil. So to be veg is a way to not only eliminate significant emissions, but to absorb even more carbon from the atmosphere. The organic approach also does not apply harmful chemicals like the ones used for conventional farming. This is very reassuring for anyone who has children, especially as the recent studies show that young persons are particularly vulnerable to the toxic effects of pesticides. So the organic vegan diet is multifold beneficial. Forests also play a tremendous role in absorbing CO2. For example, the forests in the Pacific Northwest region of the U.S. are able to absorb half of all the emissions of the state of Oregon, USA. So we should protect our forests as well, especially from clearing for cattle grazing and for animal feed growing. Because these activities even add back many times more greenhouse gases. Most of the deforestation in our world is due to animal raising, taking up a staggering one-third of the entire land area on the globe. Now you asked about a vision of Earth merging with others in the galaxy. That's a big vision. We only need to look at our own neighboring planet, Mars and Venus, to see that the vision is bleak, is disastrous, if we don't make the right choice, the right change. Now, any planetary scientist knows that Mars and Venus went through dramatic atmospheric changes in the past, similar to what we have begun to experience right now. Long ago, Mars and Venus were once a lot like our planet. They had water, life, and people similar to us. But the inhabitants of Mars and Venus destroyed their respective planetary homes because they raised too much livestock, and the gases released trigger an irreversible greenhouse gas effect. Plus, poisonous hydrogen sulfide in the case of Mars. So, that's why we see only the traces of the landforms and oceans that once used to be there. And on Venus, the atmosphere is so heated and choked up with CO2, carbon dioxide, yeah. Scientists thus call it runaway global warming and say this is what the future of Earth might be like. So let's not end up like either Mars or Venus, our neighboring planet. Also, once we stop the killing, then we will generate a more loving, kind, and inviting atmosphere for other noble beings in the galaxy to perhaps join us or be in contact with us. But regardless of the contact with the other beings, humanity must uphold a gentler, higher standard for the Earth to continue supporting life. This greater virtue is absolutely necessary for the conscience to be at peace. So beyond the physical consideration of things like methane gas and toxic chemicals, there is also the spiritual consequence of killing. Killing is still in life the most precious gift to any physical being. Animals are killed for meat consumption in the cruelest ways imaginable that make us human the cruelest beings on the planet. We are the cruelest being on the planet. I don't know if we should call ourselves civilized rate of being. The degrading practice of killing must stop. The killing must stop, and we replace it by virtuous ways of life that are also peaceful and kind. If all of humanity turns to such a standard, this world will be transformed indeed, heralding a true golden age of harmony and happiness for all beings. Let's pray that it will be so.
师父，目前地球面临危机，除了人类觉醒、改变生活方式、开始吃素、做环保外，有没有可能透过其他外力的帮助，协助地球度过这个难关？外力就比如说像更高等的众生，他们的高科技，或者是透过祷告。No，祷告没有大用。
如果我们自己没有道德的话，那比较小用了。
是，
因为我们自己做坏，我们自己要改善。比方说，我是一个外星人，我有很多力量，很多那个机器哈，马上就下澎湖帮助你们，帮助别人哈，然后怎样呢？地球继续活下去，然后人类继续那个互相残杀。
互相战争，然后还有伤害到别的动物。你喜欢这种地球吗？
不喜欢。
好，那就这样子了。即使有能力的话，我们也要靠自己。别人的话只能帮助一阵而已。如果我们自己心不改的话，业障不会改，道德不会增加。
了解。
我是要众生改变自己的良心了。这个地球入没有，会有别的地球。如果良心没有，去哪里都没有。
谢谢师父。
当然你问为了爱心了，我了解，我也是很担心了，不过我们只能做这样子啊。那个劝告别人，劝告大家改变那个生活的方式，要转到良心爱心生活的方向，才能够帮助地球，才能够帮助自己。现在比方说外星人过来帮助我们地球，把我们地球那个暖化把它停着啊，那他们众生也继续那个残杀，继续互相残杀，没有良心，没有爱心，那动物也会继续痛苦，然后等一下他们死亡也会下地狱啊。帮助他们救这个生命啊，短暂的生命，然后他们灵魂会下地狱很久的话，那我觉得不适当。所以他们外星人即使他们能帮助也不帮助。
谢谢师父。
不过我在台北已经讲过了，他们外星人也怕我们了，如果下来的话，恐怕我们把他们吓掉了，还来不及救我们了，想我们内心人就对了。 OK， 我们内心什么都有，我们内心是万能的，有上帝，有万能的力量。如果我们转到内心来啊，师叔做道德，做真正的一个真正好的人的话，一定什么都可以救的。
Would like you to share your insights, your views on how a move to a vegetarian diet could actually help sow the seeds for long-term peace in the Middle Eastern region. Thank you.
Yes, we all want that. We all want that. Yes. Peace started on our table, Tony. We all know that. And simple, why?Why does the vegetarian diet help in sowing seeds of peace in the Middle East, you ask? Yes, it's simple. It's just the law of like attract like. If we save lives, we will have life. Yes. The way a vegetarian diet can help is because it is the most peaceful action on earth that we can choose. By becoming vegan,The people in the Middle East are putting the power of their actions into their prayer for peace. And God will do the rest. But I have told the UN delegate who came to our gala dinner last night that peace doesn't come just by praying. Everything has a price.Just like in our world, we have negotiation, yes, for anything we want. Peace also even needs negotiations, as you know that. Physically speaking, for example, the peace in Israel, in order to restore the peace process, Israel has been promised many airplanes, yes.I guess it's protective airplanes as well as billions of dollars, according to the press. Huh? I wasn't there. I cannot tell you. That is for my knowledge. Okay. Now, similarly, we have to negotiate it spiritually. We have to earn peace because we have damaged peace.We have damaged the atmosphere of peace by creating, participating, or inciting wars over these decades. The price of peace, Tony, is very high. I myself gave everything that I have, spiritual points, but I'm still a couple of zillion short. After this, all this conference, I have to shut myself in again in a tent and continue to earn more merit in order to give more. And you, all of you out there, please help me by being vegan, by being virtuous, by being benevolent, so that the atmosphere will be more suitable for peace. Apart from the spiritual merit that we have to earn in order to give. Just like money, we have to earn in order to give or to spend. I spend very little concerning money that I earn, as well as spiritual points that I earn. In case I give everything, I tell you honestly, I will not be able to go to heaven. If you go to heaven before me and see me still running around here, the last minute, help me, please. I mean it.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thank you, Earth-loving viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Part 3 of A Benevolent Lifestyle Benefits the Planet will continue next Friday. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants. Right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May your days be filled with brilliant lights and the music of heaven.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.